Moncrief on News Talk.
Marriages have broken up because of it, I imagine. Not because of affairs or political disagreements, but how to load the dishwasher. Can anything go in there? How full is overfull? Do you need to rinse plates beforehand? Bravely stepping into this minefield is Katrina Redmond, the Examiner's consumer columnist. Good afternoon, Katrina.
Afternoon, Sean. I'm worried for my marriage now that I'm going to be talking to you on the radio about this.
Yes. Right. So the first thing, which would strike me as pretty common sense, forks and knives should go in pointy end first. They shouldn't, by which I mean they shouldn't be sticking up out of the little tray thing.
Yeah. And like, it feels like common sense, but not everybody does that. And if the knives and forks are facing up and you put your hand into the dishwasher the wrong way, you could get yourself a nasty injury. If the dishwasher's open and you're not looking at what you're doing, you could fall on it. I just think it's a recipe for impalement. So absolutely, anything spiky, point it down or put it on one of the upper racks flat, so you've got less chance of getting impaled.
I think some people still have it, the pointy end sticking up, because of a perception that it won't wash as well if it's pointing down and it's encased within whatever you call that basket thing.
Yeah, the cutlery basket. So dishwashers nowadays have a rake of hot water jets and cold water jets. They have rotating jets. You'll see those in the bottom and in the top rack of the dishwasher, but they also have jets coming from the side and from the back, depending on the dishwasher. Because it's a basket, it's got holes. Whatever you put into the basket is going to get washed, providing there is space around whatever you've got in that cutlery basket for the water to circulate. So if you've got things, particularly things like spoons, they kind of tend to fit together, you got to make sure they're separated and there's area there for the water to circulate.
Yeah. Now, on the subject of knives, can you put any knife into a dishwasher? By which I mean, you know, ordinary cutlery, yes, but, you know, your sharp knife, can you put that in there?
So technically, no. I mean, you should be washing your sharp knife separately and not putting it into the dishwasher. Knives that have a wooden handle or a handle that's not dishwasher safe, something with a ceramic handle as well, may not necessarily be okay to put into the dishwasher. And while ceramic items can be okay in the dishwasher, between the metal of the knife and the ceramic coating, they may become separated from the different heat treatment and they might not last as long. Other things as well, like wooden spoons, absolutely no to go into the dishwasher.
Oh.
Wooden chopping boards, an absolute no as well. Those need a scrub with hot water. And in many situations, just a little bit of salt and a scrub is all you need with hot water. You don't need to, you know, soak it, because if you're soaking it, you're causing the wood to soak, you know, to take in that water and it can crack. And the same thing happens in the dishwasher. If you soak a wooden item in the dishwasher, it becomes soaked with water and as it dries, it'll crack and you won't be able to use it any longer.
Oh, right. OK. Now, I've seen people who effectively wash their plates before they put them into the dishwasher. You don't need to do that.
No, you don't. Although, look, I mean, I'm looking here at the moment at one of my teenage lads and I'm saying, well, you don't need to wash the dishes before they go in the dishwasher. You definitely need to scrape the food off of them.
Mm.
Because if it gets trapped in the bottom, that's going to get trapped in the drain and it's also going to cause your pump to malfunction. So you got to make sure those plates are cleared, but not cleaned. So the dishwasher nowadays has all these wonderful technologies that detects when your plates, when your crockery are dirty. So if they are rinsed before you put them in the dishwasher, it's not going to clean them as effectively. You really do need to put them in dirty.
Ah.
Look, if you're going rinsing them first, you might as well just take out a bowl of hot water and wash them anyway.
Yeah. So if say the plate has a few crumbs on it, is that okay?
Yeah, a couple of crumbs is grand.
Yeah. Okay. That's not a big thing. Obviously there's more room down on the bottom shelf for the big plates. Does that mean that that cups and glasses only go on the top shelf, even if there might be a bit of room downstairs? They're never to go down there. Is that the case, or can you?
Well, I personally would always put glasses up the top and not put any glassware down the bottom. Mugs is a different matter entirely. So if you're stuck for space, yes, do put them down the bottom. But glasses are cleaned better up the top. They're a little bit more delicate, and the jet on the top tray is a little bit more delicate when it comes to cleaning glassware.
Right. Can you put wine glasses in a dishwasher?
Yes, you can. And on the side of the upper rack, there should be a shelf that tips down. It looks like it's serrated. And that's for holding the stems of wine glasses.
All right. OK. Though then again, it depends how big the wine glass is. It depends basically how greedy you are for wine, whether it'll actually fit in there or not. And most people would, I'm guessing, would just buy the tabs that seem to have everything in them. Do they have everything in them?
Technically they do, but it depends on the water quality where you live. So for example, I live in an area that's got extremely hard water quality. And it means that my dishwasher, while things will be clean, so they're sanitary to eat from, some items are going to maybe have tannins in the mugs. So that's from teas and coffees. I might get streaks on my glasses. And sometimes I might get a little bit of residue. So the way around that is to continue using your all-in-one tab, but also to keep your salt reservoir topped up and your rinse aid reservoir topped up. Now, they don't need topping up really, really frequently, maybe once a month or once every 2 months, but that keeps everything sparkling clean and all of my mugs don't have that tannin, that brown stain on them.
Yeah. Now, what does Rinse Aid do?
Rinse Aid is like a soapy, bubbly mixture that helps shift the dirt off of the plates. That's put me on the spot now.
because the tabs are supposed to have Rinse Aid in them. But probably a lot of people, I know I do, and it seems like there's certain cups that'll come out completely clean. Other cups will always have that kind of brown rim around the inside of it.
Yeah, and that's where the salt comes in. So the salt acts as an extra abrasive. So it takes that extra filmy layer off of the mugs and off of the plates. So if you keep those reservoirs topped up, and as I say, when you're using the one and all, one for all kind of tabs, you don't need to top them up as often as you would do if you were using just an individualized tab. But yeah, it's just a little bit. And actually, salt doesn't cost all that much to top it up. Like a bag is maybe 2-3 euro. And if you're only popping it into the dishwasher once every 2 months or so, it's really an expensive price to pay to keep everything sparkling clean.
Yeah. Can you settle a marriage debate as plates facing in or facing out? And is there a support group for people who guess wrong?
From my perspective, it's plates facing inwards towards the cutlery basket. So depending on what side of the dishwasher you're loading them. Is there a support group? Absolutely there is. There's actually a Reddit for dishwasher filling and people get rated on it.
Of course there is. The settings on the dishwasher, do they make, because some of them will go on forever and some of them are a bit quicker. Does that depend what you put in there?
Well, it depends on what setting you prefer. So the ones that are quicker would wash at a higher heat, and it would maybe take between 50 minutes to an hour and 20. So that's handy when you're in a hurry. But if you've got something that's really deeply dirty, you might decide to wash it at an even higher heat again. So that's an extra 10 degrees and it'll go through several rinse cycles. But the one that I really like is the energy saving one. So it uses less energy, but it also uses less water. So it's got that dual benefit. So you're being extra kind to the environment if you're using less energy and less water.
Yeah. Can you put pots in a dishwasher?
You can. Providing you know that it is dishwasher safe, but also some pots, while the pots themselves might be fine to put in the dishwasher if they're stainless steel, for example, the screws and the handles might not, or they might not be as durable. So you've got to make sure when the dishwasher is finished, you've got to take it out and dry them off very thoroughly and check that the screws are tightened at all times, because that's the kind of thing that can become a disaster, because they become loose over you know, months and even years of putting them in and out of the dishwasher, and one day you'll pick up the pot and the handle will come away.
So
you do need to be careful about those things. So that's, for example, when you've got a stainless steel pot and you've maybe got a black plastic handle, that's the kind of thing that you need to be careful of.
Somebody wants to know, why does the eco wash want to take 3 hours?
Yeah, and that's that lesser amount of water combined with the lesser amount of energy. And remember, we shouldn't really be running appliances at night either. And it's very tempting because it takes so long to pop it on at night and then go to bed. But the fire brigade says that we shouldn't run these appliances overnight. There should always be somebody awake in the house when they're running. Oh. So my take on it would be to run it in the morning rather than at night.
Yeah. Why? What might a dishwasher do?
Well, all of these large electrical appliances can be a fire risk. They can cause heat and they can create a fire risk. Now, that's not to say that any individual dishwasher is extremely risky, but the general advice from the fire brigade is not to run a large appliance. And that, you know, we're talking about washing machines, tumble dryers, and even ovens. Don't run them overnight. Don't leave them unattended. And certainly, if you are running them overnight, don't go to bed.
Katrina, thanks a million. Katrina Redmond there from The Examiner, settling your marital discord or perhaps even creating more of it.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.